I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear.
Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Chintel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Write to us at Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Alyssa singing God's Not Dead, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Betrayed, from Luke chapter 22, verses 54 through 62.
Let heaven roar and fly above. Come shake the ground with the sound of revival. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive.
Wanted him away from them. He was perceived as a threat. I'm going to tell you, if you don't have a heart for God, he is perceived that way, isn't he? Because he's about changing lives. But I'm glad today he's about changing lives to the good. He's about changing your life to the glory of Almighty God. So then when they kindled the fire in the midst of the hall, they sat down together. And Peter sat down with the very ones, the worldly people, the crucifiers, the one that was against Christ. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire, earnestly looked upon him and said, "This man was also with him," talking about Jesus. And he denied him, saying, "Woman, I know him not." And after a little while, another saw him and said, "Thou art also of them." And Peter said, "Man, I am not." And about the space of 1 hour, Peter had some thinking time to think about what was going on. He had blown it two occasions. Here was the opportunity that he could have taken his stand for Christ, but he didn't. So a space of an hour after another, confidently affirmed, saying, of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. And Peter said, "Man, I know not what thou sayest." And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. The rooster crowed 3 times. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. Could you imagine? I was sitting here last night reading these scriptures, and I tried to grasp the intensity of when Jesus turned and he looked to Peter. And the Bible says, and the Lord turned and looked upon Peter, and Peter remembered the words of the Lord, how he had said unto him, "Behold, the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice." And here's the victory. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. You know, my prayer for us today is that our hearts will be turned to understand really what it means to follow Jesus. Now, we like all the pageantry of Easter, don't we? We like the Easter egg hunts, and we like all the pretty clothes, and we like all the different things, and the great meals, and the celebration, and all the things. It's kind of like Christmas, you know? At Christmas, the presents, the trees, and the lights, and all that thing. But here we celebrate the birth of a Savior. So there would not be Easter if there had not been Christmas. And so realizing this, we draw our attention. You go out and you see, and everybody's got Easter bunnies everywhere. And you see all the little eggs and all those things. And those things are nothing wrong with that. But let me tell you what, that's not Jesus. Amen. Nothing wrong with having some things for kids. And we do it here, and we thank the Lord for that blessing. But realizing this today, we need to really grasp every day, just not once a year, we need to grasp what it means to follow Jesus. What Christ did for us. It's been said, one sin makes many sins. You just keep on sinning. You do sins to cover sins and sins for more sins. And it seems like, man, you just fell in a hole and you can't get out because you just can't stop sinning. And that's what we're living in our generation today. People have no consciousness of sin and what it does to a life. Now, Peter's fall was fast, but I'll tell you one thing about his fall. It was not fatal. His fall may have been fast, but it was not fatal. From the text of Scriptures, Peter's life shows us something here today. This is a war that is going on inside this very strong, this very pervasive, this very impressive disciple that had been mightily used of Jesus. I mean, they were on a ship one day and out on the middle of the sea, and there the storm was boisterous, and everyone was fearful, and the ship was about to break, and they see something walking on the water, and they said, "It's a ghost." And Jesus, Peter recognized it was Jesus, and he bid him to come to him. Now, let me tell you, he didn't have any means. He didn't have a little Sea-Doo sitting down the side. He didn't have a dinghy on the back of the boat. What he had was 2 feet and faith. And he stepped out of the boat. Now, what did all the other disciples do? Sit there in the boat and gaze with unbelief. Peter, see, we are so quick to look at Peter sinking on the water, but he had enough faith to at least get out of the boat and get on the water. Amen. Do we have that amount of faith today? I'm going to tell you, you're going to have failures in life. Just because you're a Christian, a born-again child of God, does not mean today that you're exempt from failure. You're going to have failure, but your failures are not final. Those are tools that God can use to refine you with and to use to bless you with. You got to realize that God uses all things to develop us today. So there's a war going on inside of Peter, and he's struggling at this war and his denials. And you know today, not just denial, but he had denials. How many times did he deny the Lord? Not once, not twice, but 3 times. So these denials teach us how far a believer today can fall into a lowly pit of sin. See, one sin, you've heard this old adage, you know, one sin leads to another. And folks, that's exactly right. You get out of the Word, you get out of worship, you get out of prayer, you get out of church. I'm going to tell you what, you're going straight back into the place of sin. You're not going to be have the effectiveness of Christ in your life. You've got to be in the Word. You've got to be in prayer. You've got to be around godly people. I didn't say perfect people, because none of us are perfect. We all mess up sometimes. We all make mistakes. We all make bad decisions. But we learn from those places and times. But listen, there's nothing today better than being around things that will develop an atmosphere and a spirit of holiness in your life. God wants to use you today. But He can't use you if you're not giving Him your attention. If you're disobedient to God, thank God He will forgive you. But listen today, Peter denied the Lord, and one thing led to another. You're not as strong as you maybe think you are. You may think, well, I ain't going out in the world. I got it all under control. You better be careful when you start exalting yourself and thinking you are stronger than the vices out there that you face every day. Peter was chosen as an apostle of Christ, this recognized leader of the disciples. He was kind of the man among men. They kind of looked to Peter. I'm sure Peter probably had, you know, he'd been a salty old fisherman. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever been around salty old fishermen, but they kind of sometimes have a rough exterior. And I'm sure he had kind of a rough exterior. Maybe he had a scruffy beard. I don't know. I'm not so concerned about that. I know one thing, God can take a heart and turn it around. I don't care what the exterior looks like. I'm glad God can turn any life around that will come to Him. I'm glad that He's a God of salvation. He's a God of help today. You know, God's just not looking for the well-dressed and the pretty with the hair all combed and got the lipstick on and everything else. I'm talking about the guys here. I'm talking about the women. Amen. Please, guys, don't come in here with lipstick on. Amen. I'm talking about, you know, God's just not looking for the refined and the eloquent in their words. And God just saves old lost sinners. And really, if you strip down all the exterior that we're hiding beneath that, you'll find we're all just wretched and dirty and sinful. All of us are. We're not as good as we think we are. We're not even as whole as we claim to be. But praise God, I am today a sinner saved by grace.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.